Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Revolution Radio. This is Groundhog Day. The groundhog did not see his shadow over a good part of the country and in the place that absolutely needs to see his shadow if there's more winter. So it looks like winter is, quote, right around the corner. So good evening, all. I am here this evening to announce sort of a new format of the show, some additional changes that I'd like to see, and also to talk with you this evening about Reverend Manning's discussion about a revolution coming down the pike and some other things going on. But first, I'd like to welcome everyone online, everyone listening, guests and those in the chat room, to all our active military out there and retired. Also to anyone who will listen in the archives this evening, welcome. We are in a seminal year. I personally believe this will be the last year of Barack Obama for a number of reasons, which we'll get to later on in this show. And remember, he has brought us to this point of revolution I am grateful to that. I've learned more about our country and the perilous position that's in, but also the incredible bravery and courage and sacrifice and love of Americans for our country. And that's how you know who's American and who's not. And there's a person out there who knows what that is. You'll know we are Americans by our love. And despite all odds, we forge on. We are facing the greatest constitutional crisis we have ever faced. I would have to say, in writing about this on my blog for a year anyway, and then writing about this for a couple of years, and certainly thinking about our Constitution, it appears to me that there's been every attempt, and really since our founding, to undo it. Whether they were called the New World Order then in 1797 or the early 1800s or later on with then or not, they have been after our country for a number of reasons. One is the incredible wealth we have, not only in our people, but in our land base. And our system of free enterprise. Frankly, I don't know if any of you caught that the UN Secretary General forgot his name. He's so irrelevant to me. But he also, along with Francis Fox Piven, have called for outright revolution to overthrow capitalism. Now, the head of the UN is sitting in the United States in New York calling for an overthrow of capitalism. No, they're calling for an overthrow of America. In my view, that constitutes an absolute reason to get the heck out of the United States. You can't sit there and throw pot shots like that. All of you are sitting there in part because of the strength of the United States and the strength of that system. And it seems to be pure jealousy, but it's at a point where it seems like the whole world hates us, if you will. So I hope that the Republican Congress and the Senate begin to move towards defunding and removing them out of New York. Anyway, there is just an incredible point that we have reached where all of the systems that we have worked on have failed. And right now it's between you and your God, all of us collectively, to stand for America. I got a little on my soapbox there for a minute, but just let me step back for a second. What I'd like to do in the next several months, I've scheduled regular shows for the next several months. As you know, in the last couple of months, my life has been turned pretty much upside down, and still recovering from that, but I feel better and will be offering listeners a more structured and educational program than just me jabbing around, but you'll be hearing a lot of that, unfortunately. But we are going to talk about the whole attack on our Constitution. I was talking about the New World Order and how it has always been around, how it is right now, our greatest constitutional crisis right now we face from within because of Obama's ineligibility. That's a fundamental attack, the stealthy attack of the progressives and the left, the invasion of the Muslims right here on board. Americans are on to Obama, and it is important that we realize right now that Obama knows that we are on to him, or at least his handlers do, and beware of false flag events that are possibly coming out, including a major attack inside the United States. We already have something going on in Egypt, which we'll also talk about later in the show. But Obama clearly wants us to revolt under his terms. The only thing that I can say is we must revolt. We must have a revolution. Remember, re-evolution an evolution, revolution on our terms. So just expect this. Cairo is a run-through. Remember, they shut down the internet. Now it's apparently completely up again. That's a dry run. Obama has sent people from the Minnesota National Guard to Egypt, or is going to deploy them over there. What are they doing over there? We have no mission over there. Obama is actively supporting the insurrection there. Other people are saying he's supporting the Egyptian government. He's not. His buddies Air and Dorns are over there. The Muslim Brotherhood, there was a secret meeting between the Muslim Brotherhood and the Obama administration. When Obama went to Chicago to visit Farrakhan, the CIA was not, or the Secret Service was not allowed to protect him. It was Farrakhan's, you know, the Muslim Brotherhood people. So this is very, very serious. This is not only a breach of Article 2, it is absolutely a breach of our security. And they have been masterful in diverting us for a long, long time here. And so, consequently, bringing back to where this show is going to go in the next several months, we are not going to, you know, pull any punches or just beat around the bush. We're going to be very direct about absolute need to remove Obama right now, and we'll be discussing this later on in the show. Those of you who have read my blog know that I'm very much on this. This year is the year that we must remove him. But as this show goes, that will be one of the focuses because it is about constitutional governance. In a constitutional society, we would not have this usurpation. How did it happen? We know all the threads of this. Let's pull them together and then pull them apart here. Pull the strings apart one at a time. Death by a thousand cuts is what's going to happen to this infection that has, in fact, really strangled the first American Republic. What we are about now is really creating the second American Republic under the framework of our Constitution. Where else do we have to go? Socialism is not an option, neither is communism, neither is totalitarianism. That's what they'd like to push on us. And I'm repeating again, false flags are possibly out there. Anything that Obama does to cause mass murder or even murder of just a few individuals in this country, or anything that his handlers try, staged events, are going to be suspect. So I'm just putting that out there, and I will be putting up a post later on this called False Flag Obama, FFO. Anyway, back to what we'll be doing, constitutional governance, how the first American Republic will be built by us as the second American Republic, what the attacks are now, they're both internal and external, what it would mean in a scaled-back government where we acknowledged our founders' advice and avoided foreign entanglements, which have allowed the executive to just take off. And the ludicrous Sheila Jackson Lee calling the repeal of Obamacare unconstitutional when the whole law has been ruled unconstitutional anyway. So these attacks that are going on now, I received another petition to do another item. I think it's important that people beyond these things, but as you know, the elephant is now exposed in the living rooms right there. And people are going to not be able to get around, again, Obama's ineligibility. Now, Obama is constitutionally disqualified. He never qualified. So people out there also need to listen, especially military or military-related. Obama's orders are not legal. That's what Terry Lakin asked for. He asked for proof that Obama's orders are legal. The Army could not answer that question, so they dropped all of his constitutional rights, and they made it about disobeying an order. And they humiliated him in court, really executed somebody. We'll never forget that. Straight out, and he sits now in jail. And Neil Abercrombie goes along with a search warrant looking for a birth certificate and can't find it. And he gets to continue along handing out perks and appointing various appointees who will not query this issue. And how ludicrous this is to be living in a situation where we have a usurper. None of his orders are legal. Nothing he signs is legal. Nothing he's doing is legal, including any support for or using our military forces against us or any other country right now. I'm afraid for our soldiers out there right now. I wish they would come home. I wish, you know, they would be able to do that. It's just a huge risk for all of them to do that right now. And it's safety in numbers, but we need them back here because we're being set up for an invasion. Think about a national disaster anywhere. Maybe it's HAARP-caused. Maybe it's not. Think about that. With our National Guard and everybody out of the country fighting in other places, fighting for what agenda? In Egypt, for example, who comes in to rescue? Is it going to be nobody? No, it's going to be foreign troops. It's going to be Obama's civilian corps. It's going to be all those people who want to get a fast track to citizenship by joining Obama's civilian corps under the guise of health care. This is very serious. This is invasion. How dare Obama even go to Arizona to try to mourn anybody when he's suing the state of Arizona and inviting other countries to do so? Totally against not only the Constitution, but he's not allowed to do this. See, we get distracted because it is against the Constitution, but fundamentally he should be out of there right now. And so the more we, you know, we're in a bad situation because we get distracted by these things, which are serious, that we have to pay attention to right now. So nothing he does is legal. Now, for example, the Florida judge, Vinson, I believe his name is, a federal judge who just ruled the health care law unconstitutional. Now, I think this is just absolutely classic because these idiots did not read their own bill. And just my short experience in government in drafting any kind of legislation, and I was involved in doing that, is you always put in a severability clause that basically says if any one of these items is unconstitutional or against the law, the rest of the bill still holds. Well, they didn't put that in there. They did not put that in there, the severability clause. So Obamacare is over as far as I'm concerned. But get this. So when the judge rules that, and he used his own Obama's own words against him, when the judge ruled that the mandate was unconstitutional, which we all knew, then the entire bill is unconstitutional. And so he didn't need to issue an injunction on its implementation because the ruling itself said the whole thing is unconstitutional. Now, the Obama administration, I'm sure, is going to appeal, but during the appeal, can they implement it? You know it's going right up to the Supreme Court, so it'd have to be an emergency appeal. So I would say no, that until the thing is heard on appeal, they cannot, just by the nature of the decision, implement anything. But you know what? They're going to try to do it by executive order. There are so many provisions of this bill that they're going to try to get through, especially the ones that the Republicans can't stop, the House can't stop on the spending end. They're going to try to spend money on that, but there are going to be other things that Obama can try to do to get this through. Now, that in itself is basically a Honduras-type situation. Get what I'm saying? President defies a court order. What if the Supreme Court says, no, he can't do it, and he still defies it? is he just daring everybody in the face to say, yeah, you know, I know I'm ineligible. I know you know. And so what? What are you going to do about it? Go ahead. Come get me. That's what he's saying. Either that or he's being forced by his handlers to set up his own impeachment. But that is absolutely an impeachable offense. But it has to go up to the Supreme Court. Now, are they going to play with the schedule there? And like I say, in between that time that it's heard, and do we have any guarantee on the Supreme Court? No. They're going to turn the decision back to the appeals court, and they're going to say something like, in the meantime, everything can go on until this is all worked out. So the appeal that was filed could not call for an injunction on the implementation of the judge's ruling until an appeal, because by nature of the decision, the whole thing is done. Severability clause, hello. You guys might want to read your 2,000-page bill before you pass it, because this is like stupid. It's the classic stupid error in legislation. Hello, get a clue. If you want just one clause in there to pass, you got to have that severability. The whole thing can go down if you don't have that severability clause. So that's stupidity. I think that's in part greed. I think that's in part the arrogance of the people who wrote that bill, who just, you know, basically have said, you know, pardon my language, but fuck you to every American institution they can. We're going to ram this through no matter what, and that's what they did. But severability is the key. Oh, and that smart Obama did not catch severability. What a fool. You know, but does this set up of an epic struggle where the feds will be against the states? Well, they already are right now. But this is very clear. I did read a piece today that a Louisiana professor, no, this was something unrelated, but sorry, it's this dogma that's going on that even to call it health care is wrong. It's Obamacare. Because who could not be against health care? Who could be against health care? Nobody could be. But you can be against Obamacare, absolutely, because it's not really health care at all. It's Obamacare, which is, you know, mainly not even cradle, but we'll just put you right back in the grave and don't let you come out. So, okay. Anyway, I am going to focus on any event or any idea that could disqualify Obama, any options to get him out, any removal options. Now, as we move into basically, and we'll probably do this in sometimes in the context of one show and sometimes focus on this more later on in the show, but what does a second American republic look like? And most importantly, how do we survive in between there? Many of you heard me tell the story that I really feel that I've got to build some kind of patriot's arc. So I'm going to sponsor some shows here and have some people who come in to talk about, you know, food storage and survival supplies and manuals and techniques and various other things. I hope to have some of the militia leaders, state militia leaders, come on and talk about what their training is about and what kinds of things is the modern militia person steeped up in. Remember my definition of a militia, and it really is. It's a constitutional defense force. It is not the National Guard. It is under the tutorship of the state, of the governor, and cannot be used by the president, and is a totally legitimate force. In one town that I worked in, the person who you register a militia with was actually in the Commerce Department. So I thought that was quite interesting. So look around for that. So, and then again, like the Second American Republic. Now, this show has been and is called Revolution Radio because we are in a revolution right now. It's going to happen, but it must be on our terms. And I think there's an opportunity for a group of people who have larger or perhaps, let's say, more focused objectives than the Tea Party to go to the Tea Party event, which will be huge, April 15th, and conduct some other activities. And I, per the suggestion of a friend, it's time to perhaps thinking about having some discussions offline and in a private setting to maybe plan some events and so forth or coordinate. So with that in mind, I'd like to lay out just one article that I just wrote, and perhaps many of you have seen it, but I want to make sure that all the listeners know, and especially those who come in on the archive, that there are constitutional options for removing Barack Obama. And remember, Barack Obama right now, Sotero, whoever he is, he's totally caught red-handed. Everybody knows he's not eligible. The birth certificate thing is a joke. More and more people are getting it. The Arizona legislation, for example, is very interesting because it not only does it require the birth certificate, but it requires the person who's running for president to swear if at any time they have been a dual citizen. And I think that's very good, or are currently a dual citizen, because that's getting right at the heart of the matter. It's not just the birth certificate, it is citizenship. So I think that's very good. Let me, before I move into this, just say hi to the chat room. Hi, Free Text, guests and guests. Hi, No Nonsense Nancy, can you hear this evening? I hope you can. Hi, Papoose, nice to see you. Sang, are you behaving yourself this evening, or do I need to, like, kick you out? So anybody who has a problem with Sang, just let me know and I'll just work on it. Let's try a different Arizona's law is unconstitutional. I doubt it. The states have the laws that they can work on. Good evening, Tenacity. How are you? So, hi. There we go. Okay, everyone. I'm going to go over basically the several options that I see for removing Obama. Once we go there, you understand that there is solid framework. We are on solid ground. We, the people, are on solid ground to take this right to their doorsteps. We have what we have in our Declaration of Independence. It is our civic duty right now to get this country back on track. It's our civic duty. And I have been given the opportunity through no fault of my own to actually work more on that civic duty if possible. So, good evening. Okay, here we go. The constitutional options for removing Obama. Now, the first piece that we all have talked about, Obama is, we have absolute evidence right now, Obama is not a natural-born citizen because of his father's citizenship. Kenyan and British, Obama is actually a Brit. You can't lose your British citizenship unless you actively renounce it, and even then that's questionable. Obama admitted this in his books. He admitted he was a native-born American, which is not the same as natural-born American. The Obots have tried to blend those two or say that it doesn't matter. It's just a citizen under the 14th Amendment, but we all know that that's different. So basically, Obama was never eligible. He could have run for president, but he never was eligible. We all know that. We also know that Nancy Pelosi is the one who certified the fraud. We have her signature. We have our actions in several states. As you know, the author JVJD has documented that thoroughly and even put together model complaints. Curiously, the main place that Obama messed up was Hawaii. Not only can he not produce his information, but the Hawaii Democratic Party falsely certified Obama. they were not going to. That was the decision, and a day later, somehow he got his name on the ballot and he was certified. This all relates to who the lieutenant governor is at this point, Schatz. He was the one who refused to certify Obama, but changed his mind, and he's lieutenant governor right now. How interesting that is. And so there we have it. Abercrombie is right there. In any case, he's not a natural-born citizen. He failed to qualify, and there was serious fraud in covering this up. And many people have been framed and jailed and or murdered. Terry Lakin has been framed by all his officers. This is a serious cover-up. I don't care where he comes from. This is an encounter with the New World Order to the highest maximum. But they never expected that there would be a residual crowd of us who understood what this was. All of the methods of removal of Obama refer to these five words, quote, constitutional disability of the president. All of these methods refer to those five words. So in Article 1, essentially that is the powers of Congress. Article 1 specifies numerous impeachable offenses. So the first investigation that Congress could take under impeachable offenses would result in the finding of his ineligibility. For example, this recent decision to just go ahead anyway in light of the federal court's ruling that Obamacare was unconstitutional. Matters not that the Senate failed to repeal it either. The thing is dead in court. So that doesn't mean anything. So right now we have to focus in Congress making sure that they don't fund any part of this health care bill. But if Congress were to undertake an examination there, if ISSA were to begin to investigate things that Obama has already refused to submit papers for, these under Article 1 would immediately result in a finding of ineligibility. He'd be gone. I know that an impeachment offense is tried in the House, but you have to be convicted in the Senate. If the Senate, think of the Democrats in the Senate, if they don't want to convict him, they're basically supporting the usurpation of the government. And believe me, we'll be all over them for that. Okay, Article 2. So there's the first one, constitutional disability of the president, impeachment for other high crimes if they don't want to go right after him for that. Article 2 is the measuring stick. Obviously, Obama failed that test. And notwithstanding any process that has already happened, you can't say it's already done, they already approved him, the process, underlying information for the process was fraudulent. Ask Nancy Pelosi. I think the only way she can avoid jail and maybe a fine right now is to come clean, is to testify against Obama, but come clean on her role in the fraud against the United States, all 50 states. So that's serious. And hey, anyone who donated to Obama, you know, you've been taken to the cleaners, especially if you gave the max and you couldn't. You've been taken to the cleaners. This guy was ineligible. How many other people have raised millions of dollars for this guy? So under Article 2, whether they purported to certify Obama as eligible under Article 2 or not, his presidency is void. That hearing on January 8, 2009 is void. Congress has the right now to demand that Obama release those credentials immediately or vacate that office. Right now, under Article 2. Notwithstanding any other process, they can do it right now. 12th Amendment. Ah, papoose. Remember the 12th Amendment, how we heard about that in front of the White House from Nature Man. But the 12th Amendment was ratified in 1805, so this is an early one, and modified Article 2 with regard to choosing a president. So here's where these words are used. In the case of, quote, the death or constitutional disability of the president. And I want to tell you, for example, here, I've been argued with on my blog about constitutional disability referring to a person's constitution, you know, constitutional makeup. But no, if this is a constitutional disability of the president, when you're choosing a president, if he's disabled for some reason, death or his constitutional disability, he can't prove himself. In Article 2, by Articles 2 criteria, the 12th Amendment kicks in, and the House of Representatives has the authority to choose the president. I quote, "But in choosing the president, the vote shall be taken by the states. The representation from each state having one vote, a quorum for this purpose shall consist of a member or members from two-thirds of the states, and a majority of all the states shall be necessary to a choice." So simple majority of two-thirds of the members has to be there to choose a president. And if the House of Representatives shall not choose a president whenever the right of choice shall devolve upon them before the fourth day of March next following, then the vice president shall act as president as in the case of the death or other constitutional disability of the president. So right now, if they don't want to choose, they can have the vice president act until someone else is chosen. Now, because Biden was involved in all of this, it's hard to see that happening. So they might have to go ahead and choose. Note the representation is not everybody from the state. It's one vote per state. Let me check in the chat for a second. Yep. Yes, Isaiah. Wow, metal plumes. You know, I've been seeing some black plumes. Is that what they are? The black plumes? A comment in the chat is about ice and fog descending from the sky and jets spraying metal plumes. This is also an encounter with the New World Order. Let's not forget that. Very serious situation going on right now. So, okay. So the 20th Amendment says basically, or excuse me, yes, the 20th Amendment, if at the time fixed for the beginning of the term of the president-elect shall have died, the vice president-elect shall become president. If a president shall not have been chosen before the time fixed for the beginning of his term, or if the president-elect shall have failed to qualify, then the vice president-elect shall act as president until a president shall have qualified. Let's stop right there. That means January 8, 2009, Obama did not qualify. At that point, the vice president-elect Biden should have acted as president and been sworn in on January 20th until Obama proved himself, which we know he can't, or until there was another presidential election, perhaps in the spring. So remember that. That's in the 20th Amendment. And remember, Obama failed under the 20th Amendment. Notwithstanding any process that has happened so far, he has failed. His presidency is void. Nothing he's doing right now is legal. Okay, second part of Section 3 of the 20th Amendment. And the Congress may by law provide for the case wherein neither a president-elect nor a vice president-elect shall have qualified, declaring who shall then act as president, or the manner in which one who is to act shall be selected. And such person shall act accordingly until a president or vice president shall have qualified. Congress has the ability to decide a process to fix this. It's within their ability. They have said, oh, let's let the courts resolve it. They can't, and they won't. And even if the courts came up with natural-born citizens, it would still be up to the Congress right now to move this along. Or the whole Congress could be thrown out for failing to follow court orders. So, Obama failed to qualify under the 20th Amendment on January 8th, 2009. Biden should be acting. The Congress now has the authority to determine who acts as and how to select the president, the new president and vice president, because Biden was involved. And Congress has the Obama's deception. The likelihood of Biden's complicity in Obama's deception makes this case a case where, quote, wherein neither a president-elect nor a vice president-elect shall have qualified. The Congress then has the authority to determine who acts as and how to select the president until a new president and vice president have qualified. They could invoke the natural succession. Bonner could be president. Bonner could be president, and President Pro Tem Dan Inouye could be vice president until they set up a new election. They could do this. All right, so far we have Article 1, Article 2, the 12th Amendment, and the 20th Amendment. These are all constitutional ways in which the constitutional disability of the president is discussed and planned for way back then. They envisioned that. They've never had to invoke or use this. Doesn't mean, still doesn't apply. Now here's the 25th Amendment. 25th Amendment provides either the president or the vice president and members of the cabinet or other such body as Congress may provide by law to transmit a statement to the president pro tem of the Senate and Speaker of the House that the president is no longer capable to discharge the duties of the office. Under this scenario, Biden would act until the Congress further resolved the issue under the 12th or 20th Amendments. So see, even the later amendments added provided an opportunity for Congress to step right in here. When they say they have no authority, they do. Here are five items listed. Now here's from one of my favorite readers, favorite writers, I took the red pill, and let me just read what he talked about. Combine the legal requirements of Article 2, Section 1 of the United States Constitution, which is the power of Congress, Section 3 of the 20th Amendment to the United States Constitution, what we talked about in terms of Congress's ability, because Obama never qualified under the 20th Amendment, Congress's ability to fix it, and the Immigration Reform and Control Act of 1986, wherein all employees, citizens, and non-citizens hired after November 16, 1986, and working in the United States must complete Form I-9, Employment Eligibility Verification. I filled out an I-9 when I went to work for the federal government in 1994. I don't work for them anymore, by the way. And you see that Obama and Biden are legally required to produce hard copy documentation not only of their eligibility to work in the United States, but their eligibility to hold the office of president. And Congress has the legal responsibility to ensure that the president and vice president have qualified. This simple question is, where is your I-9 form, please? We'd like to see it. Remember, this Immigration Reform and Control Act required all employees, citizens, and non-citizens, was irrespective of position, citizens and non-citizens. So there you have five constitutional methods, an administrative method built on two items in the Constitution, Article 2 and the 20th Amendment, and the law, which are easy ways for Congress right now to require the documentation. All of this is going to lead to ineligibility. There was no choice but the removal of Obama. Okay, let me check in here. Yep, Article 2 has been breached in every section, and yes, Article 4, agreed, totally proposed, totally agreed. Okay. All right. Now, let me do this. With those constitutional methods, if, as you know, what's been happening is people have been murdered. You know, the shooting in Arizona, I just can't help but notice this, but the shooting in Arizona occurred on January 8th, 2011. Obama was certified on January 8th, 2009. Do you get any message out of that? I think this is very serious stuff that's going on. I think Obama has bribed and or threatened anybody and everyone. And this may be the reason why the Republicans, at least on the surface, are saying they're not investigating this. They believe that Obama's a citizen. Okay, that's fine, but he's not a natural-born citizen. You know, are they playing games here or what? But it is very clear that Congress has been either threatened, their funding, exposure of things that they've done, who knows. They may also be complicit in all of this as well for their own reasons. Like, for example, the secrecy of Orrin Hatch. I don't like it because he is one of the main authors of trying to change the Article 2 definition of natural-born citizen, even though he can't. We know by them messing around with Senate Resolution 511 that they're going to try to do this. So, okay. So if they can't go after, if they don't have the courage and they can't go after Obama directly because they're prevented by various means like death or threats of death, they can do several investigations. The outcome of all of these investigations will lead to a finding of ineligibility in a very elegant way. The first person to investigate would be Speaker Nancy Pelosi. She is absolutely caught red-handed, dead to rights on the election fraud. Her signature is on documents that, under penalty of perjury, she signed. And so she has lied, she has defrauded, and on January 8, 2009, she fraudulently allowed that Congress. She engaged everybody in the fraud. And that is what she likes to hold on everybody, I'm sure, by shutting down any kind of questions on eligibility. And she fraudulently went forward and sent that. So there you are. Now, they never expected that we would get this far in learning about it. So Speaker Pelosi knowingly committed fraud against the United States. She should be investigated. Former Speaker Pelosi. Wherever she is right now. The insider said that she was holding up the certification documents as a bribe so she could remain minority leader in the House. Well, I don't think that's very smart because those documents that she's withholding are her sentence, jail sentence and fine and removal from the House, disgraceful removal from the House, no further benefits. So investigate Nancy Pelosi. Investigate Hawaiian Lieutenant Governor Brian Schatz. Go after him. JBJD has come up with a model complaint against Brian Schatz. Schatz basically would not certify Obama and then the next day changed his mind. That's going to lead to basically the fraudulent certification that will unravel the whole thing. Release Lieutenant Colonel Lakin and investigate the false court-martial. If Hawaii Governor Abercrombie can't find the thing, Lakin should not be in jail. Release him immediately and investigate that court-martial. Colonel Lind and everybody else who set that man up, including that Medal of Honor winner, who coerced their subordinates to lie, and including, you know, I can't tell you, you know, everybody who went to that Lakin trial has been harassed, lost their job, you know, lost their sponsorship, you know, blogs attacked, all kinds of things that have happened. There is a vicious crowd of people, and hopefully at some point, I think Obama Release Your Records exposed this guy Foggy, who is after people. But, you know, this this whole, because there's so many of those people around, this was a setup from the highest order. And Lakin needs to be released immediately. And prosecution of people would be at a minimum. Judge Lind, the prosecuting attorney, Lakin Superior officers, and how was that jury selected? That absolutely needs to be investigated. And this will, in fact, again, uncover the fraud. It is deep, but I'd rather look at it, face it right on, and fix it right now than let this continue. We cannot have this continue in our country. We cannot. Okay, I'm calling this last piece Clean Up on Aisle 666, because these flat earth eligibility deniers, communist by proxy, Fogbow, reality check, all of these various people, bad fiction, all these people who slander everybody. There should be a RICO investigation, because I believe that they're being paid and they're using their employers' computers to do this kind of stuff. So any kind of RICO, slander, or bribery investigation into major media sources, certain blogs, Valerie Jarrett, Michelle Obama, and other individuals who conspired to harass the constitutionalists will bring out a host of even lesser cohorts. In fact, this may be even more promising than going directly after Obama, is going absolutely after these people who enable him. Notice everyone's going back to Chicago. There's some big stuff in Chicago. You know, maybe it can be covered up by the snow, but I don't think so. Some of the blogs may have broken the law in their activities to perpetuate false information about Obama. The only saving strategy for these people on aisle 666 is to reveal who paid them to do the deception. Otherwise, they're really subject to slander, libel, harassment, stalking, all kinds of things, you know, and don't think these people are unknown to the constitutionalists. We haven't always been focusing on responding to their comments. This is going to bring out the criminal element of the Obama enterprise and the fraudulent methods of winning elections. So what I've laid out here is five methods, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten methods coming out that are all within the law and in the Constitution, all within Congress's authority, all within our authority to remind Congress of their authority. These are things you can not just put in a letter and say, you know, you SOB, investigate this or I'm going to pound you. You can say the 20th Amendment under the 20th Amendment, gee, under the 12th Amendment, gee, under Article 2, gee, under Article 1, bring it up. Talk about the Constitution. Make them look at it and understand that you make them understand that you know. Obama can be removed. And, you know, the fact that this is an issue that they're nervous about is the reason why we have so many distractions going on right now, because he is vulnerable. And it's not just the White House insider who's talking about this, but it's many, many people. We all know it. We sense it. And just to, you know, not any shout-out to the New World Order at all, but right now Obama is not doing the New World Order any kind of favor, because their agenda's hanging right out there in the open. And, you know, there's a saying, cut your losses. Well, this one's a big loss. Obama thinks he's getting away with it. We are suffering, but this is not going to last, because this is his last year. So here's a note from the White House insider who says, gee, since then we heard repeated rumors, confirmations of attempted purge coming down the pike. The White House media is going on the offensive big time on this issue, which is eligibility. He has already started, as you probably know, talking very specific, very confrontational, very scary stuff here. Don't wish to drag you into that. Much bigger fish are circling this. They can survive what would be coming, not sure about me. Let the big players handle this now. This thing will either break out big or disappear. Apologize for past doubt, ridicule. There is something there, 100% certain of it. God help us, from the White House insider. So, big fish. Oh, New World Order, yeah. It's time to cut your losses. Lame Cherry has said many times that this birth certificate and his eligibility issue may not be the reason that they get him out, but it's a good excuse. So I would take that out right now, because we the people are on to this thing and we're not letting this go. Yes, they have already obliterated Article 4 of the Constitution. And, you know, they're trying to do this. They're destroying the first American Republic, and we're going ahead and building the second one, and those people are on the way out. And every election that we have, every defeat of everything of Obama, the removal of Obama, the uncovering of Soros and his network. Did you know Soros really funds the Sierra Club? I used to be a member of Sierra Club. I used to buy their calendars all the time. You know what? Forget it. Think about all the people who Soros funds. It's time to make a statement here. You're going to allow him to fund organizations to destroy our country? I'm not. And, you know, good thing I'm not there. Yes, that's right. Article 25, Section 4. That's what I talked about a little bit earlier, free text, pal, as the 25th Amendment. This is exactly correct. Congress can invoke that 25th Amendment, Section 4, to declare by written declaration. They can do it, Congress. It doesn't have to be the vice president. But they have to have the backing and stone. So, you know, it might be very interesting to try a new tactic with them, which is basically not only demand that they look at this, but say, I'm going to stand absolutely by your side. I'm going to fund you. I'm going to make you president. I'm going to protect your home and your family. You know, if you can do this, please. You know, it might be time that they might be looking for support to get forward rather than just the anger. I'm not sure, maybe not. But they're going to have to see us, absolutely 100%. Yeah. Okay, there we go. Yes, Arizona. Why do you say that? Yes, that's right. This is very interesting. This is another piece we're going to talk about in this radio program over the next few weeks about the Constitution. Is a very interesting book by Martin Babbitts called The Illusion of Freedom. And it talks about the fact that the Supreme Court really has no say, federal courts really have no say on what state courts can do. And that is, you know, I think that's very important to go forward on. All right, I'm going to take a short break, and then I'm going to come back with just a couple of words. And I invited Pastor Manning to join us this evening, but I'm sure it was too short notice. So the next best thing is I'm going to play the recording of his latest tape, in which he's really entitled Court Orders Obama to Get Out by 90 Days. And I know he's talking about us. Okay. All right, let's see what we've got here. any requests out there for music? Here we go. We'll just be back in a second. Sorry about that.
Here's a song that was written for us by Hugh Masekela. He calls it Soweto Blues.
The children got a letter from their mother. It said no more Kota, Dudu, no more Dulu. Policeman came.
running.
And fools got away, but all the others are in the jail
without any publicity.
Just a little atrocity. Deep in the city. So wet to blue.
Wonderful. Thank you, Miriam Makeba. Thank you so much. We have, in the last 45 minutes or so, gone over the constitutional methods and administrative legal ways in which we can remove Obama right now because he has clearly demonstrated his ineligibility. It's just flat out, straight out there. He can't produce a birth certificate. We can speculate all kinds of reasons why, but it doesn't matter. He can't produce his documents. And remember, producing your birth certificate is as American as apple pie. You got to do that everywhere, all the time. It's just one of those things when you're here in America. There you go. Okay. So from that, so going over that, there should be no excuse from Congress. And perhaps they need a little education, a little support, a little we will help you get this done because we must stand with those who are willing to stand for the Constitution right now. Michelle Bachmann is wonderful, captured by the Tea Party. Is the Tea Party really going to shut their door to this issue? Why don't you all go to Phoenix in this month, mid-February, towards the end of February, it's a big conference on the Tea Party and policy. I know I'm going to try to go if I can get there to be there on the eligibility. But there are ways to get him out. There are battles worth fighting. There are others that are not at this point. But make no mistake, he is the New World Order direct avenue into America, and believe me, he will do as much damage as he can until he's removed. If he's gotten to the point where he's, you know, got whatever enough to stand there and just dare people to impeach him, like I say, he's either just too damn arrogant with his own power, and or he's been told to invite his own impeachment, or he's just doing as much outrageous things as he can, as many outrageous things as he can to enrage the rest of us. and again, foment revolution on his terms. We have to be saying there are methods. Remember, the Articles of Freedom was a method as well. There are all kinds of avenues, solutions, and so forth. And in terms of removing Obama, it's very important to remember that there are methods short of revolution and arresting the guy to get him out, and it's time to work, and Congress can do this. And we have to support whoever is going to work on this. Okay. Now, because this is very timely, Reverend Manning came out with an excellent video in the last couple of days on basically a revolution is coming. And it's called Court Orders Obama's Removal in 90 Days. It's about 10 minutes. I'm just going to go ahead and play it for you now. Let me check in the chat, see if there's anything else going on. Yes, get them out of our wallets. We are being invaded. Yeah, they are domestic enemies. I wrote a post on John Paul, Justice John Roll, and some of his decisions, and looked at the 1917 Trading with the Enemies Act. I don't think it's valid right now, but Executive Order 6102, which enabled FDR to seize the gold, was built on the Trading with the Enemies Act. And, you know, Obama's trading with the enemy. So there are all kinds of ways that we need to really remember we have a solid foundation. We are on solid foundation to remove this guy. And the New World Order probably knows it. So, like I say, they're trying to maybe some false flag events coming up in the future, very near future, to try to divert our attention from this inevitable fact, this conclusive fact. We have not been totally duped. And by the way, his, like I say, his Win the Future campaign is really a what the fuck campaign. And somebody in my blog coined a slogan that would says, Kenya, you know, like Kenya, can you really elect a fraud? I thought it was pretty funny. So let's listen to Reverend Manning. Here we go.
I need the attention of all Americans and all people of goodwill worldwide. I am a U.S. citizen and good and regular standing, and it is because of that I wish to make this announcement, which in effect will give Mr. Barack Hussein Obama 90 days to resign the ill-gotten office of the President of the United States of America post-haste. Now, I do this as an American with standing, and by standing I mean I have been thoroughly investigated by the CIA, by Homeland Security. My life has been watched. My systems of operation have been invaded. And my privacy has also been invaded by members of Homeland Security, the CIA, and others. I've also been the presiding officer and the investigator of the Columbia CIA Obama connection, where it can be demonstrated unequivocally that Fox News and the Wall Street Journal and the Fox News report by Bill Hemmer that Mr. Barack Hussein Obama did not attend Columbia University. Therefore, his degree or diploma from that university was a fraud, and that Harvard University as well knew that he had not completed the requirements to enter into Harvard Law School. But because I was the prosecuting officer that held trial in the month of May in the year 2010, and we conducted that trial as the founding fathers so gave us the opportunity to do and wrote within the U.S. Constitution our privilege to do so, led by the statements of Thomas Jefferson, when a government has gone awry, we the people must restore it. And the amendments to the Constitution, both 9th and 10th Amendment of the Constitution, gives the people to act upon all the rights not retained by the federal government. That trial found Mr. Barack Hussein Obama guilty of 17 counts of various felonies, including wire fraud, mail fraud, and sedition. and having been found guilty by a duly authorized jury of American citizens of his peers, I am now coming before the American people and giving Mr. Barack Hussein Obama 90 days with which he may resign his office of the President of the United States and throw himself upon the mercy of the court, but that resignation also must be preceded by a confession that he willfully and unlawfully gained the office of the U.S. President, knowing that he was not a natural-born citizen, that there is no birth certificate in Hawaii that will verify his being born in Hawaii, that he's never claimed to be born anyplace else, and that recent developments in that state under the leadership of Governor Neil Abercrombie and also Tim Adams, the former elections clerk for the Department of State in Hawaii, indicating that there's never been a birth certificate there for Mr. Obama, and the Governor Neil Abercrombie cannot find a birth certificate for Mr. Obama in the state of Hawaii. Therefore, his entire life has been a fraud here in America. Now, this is documented in the State Office of Hawaii and has been reported widely across the American media scene. Having said that, that makes Mr. Obama's presidency one that does not exist, illegal to say the best about it, and a fraud as well. Whereupon, as a citizen of the United States of America, I, James David Manning, will give him 90 days to resign, inasmuch as that I hold a guilty verdict that was found in the trial of May of the year 2010. I wish to also state that most Americans, especially those within the political structure, our senators, congresspersons, judges, and others, and those within business and media of the upper class and controlling communities, those that belong to the Bilderbergs, the Illuminatis, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and other ill-gotten groups, know as well that Mr. Obama is not eligible, and they too have been duped by him to some degree, but they were complicit in placing him in office. They withheld the information from the American people, thinking that it would go away after a few days, and especially by hiring big guns like Bill O'Reilly to state that he had seen the birth certificate, and another big gun like Glenn Beck to state that birthers were foolish, that such big guns would, and then of course the third big gun would have been the Tea Party that demanded that all birth certificate questions not be raised in the Tea Party deliberations, no placards, no signs, no instruments of questions about Obama's eligibility ever be raised in the Tea Party deliberations. And hiring those three big guns and paying them handsomely for their work, they thought that this matter would go away. It has not. It's only exacerbated. And as you listen to my statements regarding the plea that we're offering Mr. Obama to confess his guilt and resign in 90 days, you may think that this is foolish-hearted and that it will go no place. But remember, the major cabals thought that by buying off Bill O'Reilly and paying off Glenn Beck and paying off Dick Armey of the Tea Party, that they could make it go away. With all that money, it has not gone away, and it isn't going to go away. And the reason why it isn't going to go away, it cuts at the heart of our Constitution. It's the basic and simple truth. It is the one thing that unites us in honor as Americans, and there's just too many Americans that know about it that are willing to sweep this matter as ugly and heinous as it is under the rug. And so the best method now is for Mr. Obama to confess and resign. Now, those groups that I made mention of and others, their plans are to, at this point, to allow Mr. Obama to go quietly into the night. They have waged a vicious fight against his Obamacare, his signal bill, and they're going to destroy it, and in the process destroy him, and thusly try to destroy his election term bid for 2012, and prayerfully that he would lose and be a one-term president and go quietly into the night. Well, there are a couple of things about that that we cannot allow to happen. Number one, any one-term president, the most recent one has been, well, George Bush Sr., he has not gone quietly into the night. And the other was Jimmy Carter. They don't go quietly into the night. They remain. And the questions about Mr. Obama will always remain, whether he's a one-term president or not. But I think that we should not allow insult to injury in this matter, inasmuch as that these maniacal groups along with the 2008 political class, put Mr. Obama in office, knowing full well that he was not eligible to hold the office. But they were of the mindset that he had such a charismatic personality and that he was able to unite the world and bring to them the pot of gold that they wanted by owning all of the global people. He has been unable to do that, mainly because of voices such as those alleged Berthas and others who just will not sit by and watch our Constitution be maligned as it has been done. And so, I'm here today as James David Manning, the prosecutor and lead attorney and investigator of Obama's movement throughout this nation politically since the year 2007, and I have not stopped my voice not for one day. I further want to state that I am a soldier in the army of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am a military officer. I serve Jesus. He is Lord. He is King. He is ruler. He is Savior. And he has never lost a battle. And he has never deserted a soldier, and I left him on the battlefield. And as my service to the Lord is most imminent, I'm in this because of that. For whatever reason one may ascribe to me as having been so tenacious in my pursuit of removing this fraud from and this scourge from our nation in the person of Barack Hussein Obama, it has always been spiritual. Inasmuch as that Mr. Obama is not one of us. Not only is he not an American citizen, but he is not one of us. He is a son of Satan. He's born of the Genesis prophecy and the Genesis teaching of those who were born of the sons of Satan, those who saw that the daughters of men were fair and had sexual intercourse with them, and their sons were born as giants or Nephilims, as the Bible, the book, the only truth that we can find, outline and indicates. And I'm a servant of that God who would not allow the advancing of the son of Satan to take precedent in our world at this time. And that's why, as a soldier, I have been a fighter on the order of David against the giant Goliath. Furthermore, we realize that most of the political class and cabals fear that there'll be a great destabilization of our government should Mr. Obama confess and resign. And therefore, it's better to let him just go quietly into the night rather than allowing this destabilization of the global governance. But I would want to say this to those who have such a fear. America is a great nation, and we have a number of great patriots. We have people in our nation right now who are willing to understand this debacle, and they're willing to step to the plate to stabilize this great nation, both in its economy and its politics and in its racial and social and cultural relations. America is not without literally tens of thousands of great leaders that are yet waiting in the wings to lead this great nation once Mr. Obama confesses and resigns. We can and do have Patrick Henrys of a great sort and multitude in our nation at present. We've got George Washington's, Ben Franklin's, we've got Alexander Hamilton's, we've got them now just waiting for the opportunity to serve. And once Mr. Obama makes his resignation and the world gets prepared for it, you will see that America will not be destabilized, but indeed will grow stronger. Now, obviously, there are a large number of people that will go down with Mr. Obama on his coattails because they were aware of his illegal presidency. They were aware of his fraudulent acts. Well, they too must be punished. And what will happen is not be a destabilization of our government, but it will be a time of honor and purification of our government. There are many in the media who have falsely perjured themselves, who have suborned perjury and have lied and have deceived and have used fraud to keep Mr. Obama in power. They too must be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And then there is one final item before I close here today, and that is the item of the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency, Homeland Security, and others who have been given power to through their leader to affect martial law. Now, Mr. Obama, in the event over the next few days, could affect martial law for any reason whatsoever, such as public drunkenness by more than 10 people, or the outcry of those marching in the streets against his ill-gotten presidency. He can create martial law. I think we need to, first of all, understand that he will, that privilege will not be granted to him. And Congress needs to act post haste upon that. But we also need to understand that the CIA and the other organizations that have been known for terrorizing men and women both at home and abroad, that there must be a full investigation to them, that there must be a restructuring of the CIA. At present, right now, they've not been that effective. They're not that effective in China anymore. They're not that effective in the Iranian Muslims nation anymore. They're pretty much running amok with a $1 billion budget, doing what they will, and bringing home no bacon of any sort. They must be reorganized. Panetta must be moved, and there must be a restructuring of the CIA. And the CIA must then be put under a more control or oversight of the people. For what they do now, they report to no one, spend money by the billions of dollars, and pretty much wreak havoc. Finally, the men and women who now sit in Congress, all 535 of them, and others who are supportive or ancillary to the Congress and legislators and judicial and executive branch, these people at present in America feel that they are above the law, and they have such power in the event that they infract the law that they are able to escape any kind of punishment, court hearings, or sentences that we, the normal people, we the people of America, must endure should we violate or break the law. We've got to change this dynamic. Our founding fathers intended for all of us Americans to be equal under the law. But as we can very well see now with Mr. Obama and so many others, many Americans have been murdered and killed because the leadership of our nation, many of them are above the law. The young woman, whoever you may think about her, Marilyn Monroe, maybe she wasn't a school mom, fourth grade teacher, or person of the best reputation, but there was no reason for her to be killed the way she was, and no one investigated. And we all have a strong sense that men of great power took this woman's life and then had the power to cover it up in such a way as no one will investigate. This must stop in America. It must stop, and it must stop now. You must not be able to attain the office of a congressman or senator or president and then kill with impunity. And what we are looking at now, as many would say, to let Mr. Obama go quietly into the night, well, they are just as complicit. What they're saying is that, well, once you reach a certain amount of power, you really are too important to prosecute. It'll bring too much of a destabilization to our government. You and I, we need to prove them to be absolutely wrong on this matter. We can prosecute a president, and our government will remain intact. Indeed, our government will grow stronger because we have thousands upon tens of thousands of Americans, patriots, willing to give themselves to the stabilization of this nation. I say, if we don't prosecute him and we allow the plans that is now in place to allow Mr. Obama to lose the 2012 election, to beat him at all of his cards and games, such as the Obama health care program and everything else that he brings up, to whip him down, to beat him down, and then drive him from office and let him go quietly into the night, and let those criminals who supported him, who lied for him, who committed fraud with him, let that university such as Columbia University that was complicit with the CIA and have continued to lie to the American people, let them go free. In effect, my friends, what we will be doing is that we will be creating a greater criminal cabal than the one in Mr. Obama alone. They all must be brought to justice. Because finally, that's what our nation is all about. It's about truth. It's about honor. It's about justice. Those who believe that somehow or another the black or the African-American community will be sorely disturbed and would rise up in a riotous behavior to save their Messiah, Barack Obama, it's not going to happen. As quietly as it is kept, 90% of all black people know that Obama is a fraud and a failure. They now know that their lives have not been made better. That hope and change thing didn't happen for them. Indeed, things got worse. They watched Mr. Obama ignore the 250,000 deaths in less than 12 hours in Haiti, where he was called the Black Emperor all over the Caribbean islands, where people worshiped him and thought that finally God had heard the cries of the black and the African-American people and had sent a savior and a deliverer. Yet this man has given no concern whatsoever to the issues that are black. and they too will stand with the rest of America. The one good thing I think, and I'm confident and I'm sure that will come out of this, is that Americans, all Americans, black or white, will make the greatest concerted effort to unite and to wash away the color distinction that we all might become Americans. America, this is our moment for Mr. Obama to resign and for the American people to take charge and take responsibility, while those that have lied, those that have acted in a fraudulent way, and are prosecuted and sentenced to the fullest extent of the law, now we can start again with the rebirth of a nation, one nation, under God, indivisible, black and white, with liberty and justice for all. I'm James David Manning, and this is the Manning Report. Some time to search my soul.
right to flow.